This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Thank you for tuning in to the Gun Owners News Hour for this edition. I'm going to talk about something that needs to be talked about rather more than it has been, and that is the link between opioids, psychotropic drugs, and mass shootings. Something that the pharmaceutical industry probably is not interested in having brought up. They're making something like $400 billion a year in profits, and those terrible merchants of death running the gun industry are reportedly raking in all of $13.5 billion. So by a factor of many times, it's a whole lot more profitable to drug people up than to provide an effective means for their self-defense. And to discuss one aspect of this whole problem, I have a clinical psychologist, actually is right now probably more involved in legislation in Washington, D.C., but for nearly a quarter of a century was practicing psychology in private practice in San Francisco. So congratulations, Linda Lagerman. You moved from one nutty city to another.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for having the time for us to discuss these issues, because I think what you have been writing about, what you've been researching about, really is important. And hopefully it's going to get at least some people to take a deep breath the next time one of these tragedies strikes, where a mass murder, typically in a no-gun zone. That's where the federal data tell us that 98% of the mass murders occur. So that's clearly one of the factors that need to be dealt with. But it's not just the United States that's big and bad on mass murders. I have an article that was written for Ammo Land, and it points out that 59 out of 66 of the largest mass shooting murders have occurred outside the United States. And I'd wager to say that most of those crimes were not committed in countries where they were particularly, shall we say, gun-friendly. So, but I think one thing that is probably rather prevalent throughout the United States, as well as these other countries that have suffered these tragedies, is prescription drugs. So thank you for having made your effort to put some light on this subject. And how did you get started looking at the relationship between prescription drugs and violent activity?
Well, that, you know, it's part of why I left. You know, you were saying I got away from one nutty city, moved to another, and I got out of one nutty profession and moved to trying to do something effective. So I got into looking at that. For the last 5 years, I've been researching various trends in the mental health field and their impact on the public well-being. And the phenomenal increase in the people, regular people, taking very strong mind-altering psychotropic drugs with all the adverse effects that go with that is what caught my attention and what I've been focusing on. And violence is one of those adverse effects.
So here's a sample conversation. Doc, I'm feeling kind of blue. Can I take a pill to make me feel a little bit better so I can function more normally? And there's nothing particularly wrong with them. They take the pill, and a certain percentage of them are likely to go off, I was going to say half-cocked, but no, totally uncocked. They'll be dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And, you know, sometimes it's what happens is, now we have, there's so many things that have gotten embedded in, so many policies that have been put in place that have increased the numbers of people on drugs. Obviously, one is the direct-to-consumer advertising, all those commercials that there's, I have graphs on right in front of me right now showing the change once there was the TV commercials about psychiatric drugs, the, you know, basically straight up graph showing all of the increase in people taking them and the sales dose. Now, interestingly, I also have a parallel graph that shows is all of the mass killings and mass shootings that were, that graph parallels the rise in the antidepressants and antipsychotics being taken. It's like a little zigzag over, years, and then after the direct-to-consumer advertising, it starts spiking up and up and up and up. So that's one of the adverse effects. And I want to, with the commercials now you have, and also screening, because people go see their general practitioner who now are trained to ask questions about depression. They may seem little harmless questions, but it's very easy for them to say, oh, how you doing? Have you been feeling down at all or whatever? And somebody say, oh, yeah, a little bit. And then they just write a prescription for an antidepressant. This comes because of trainings given by, continuing education trainings by psychiatrists who are being paid by the pharmaceutical industry to increase drug sales.
So the drug industry isn't immediately apparent. This is just a wonderful service being provided by the medical doctors practicing psychiatry.
Right. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, I have also here a graph. This is from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Division on Adolescent and School Health. And this is comparing incidents of high school students, grades 9 through 12, who brought a gun to school or who had a gun in any, context outside of school. And it's comparing, like, looking at the years from 1993 through 2015. And the incidence of high schoolers with a gun has gone down steadily. The graph shows it reducing. So the number of guns and the availability of guns in high schoolers' hands is obviously not a factor, because we have the other graph showing the increase in these shootings, and that does parallel the increase in the numbers of kids on psychiatric drugs.
Very interesting.
Super, yeah. And this is the kind of thing that is, kept out of the media, as the media is trying to get people distracted by arguing about gun control or Second Amendment. But it's not just guns. We got, somebody going off on these drugs gets in a car in Times Square, and mows people down. We have the German Wings pilot. I don't know if you remember that case where he just flew the plane straight into a mountain and he was on antidepressants. And when they recovered the black box recording, this was shocking. The black box recording that they recovered showed that his breathing was normal, just regular in-out normal breathing right up to the point of impact. That is not possible unless you are on drugs. Then you're just in the way that antidepressants do, a disconnect. Because if he were some psychopath, he would be agitated, die, kill.
One form
he's
of...
He's all relaxed.
One kind of a psychopath did something like that. I think he crashed it into a passenger liner, an Egyptian airliner, into the Atlantic Ocean. And his breathing wasn't normal, and the black box heard him saying, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, that's a whole different... Okay, actually, you bring up a very interesting thing. So that's a different category of these kind of mass killings. It's not the kind, we have the school shootings that fall in that same kind of group. But there's a whole other topic, which is the terrorists and the use of the amphetamine-like drugs for them. There's one drug called Captagon that is consistently used in those kinds of killings. And it's like a hyped up amphetamine that makes the people feel invincible, and they don't care, and they don't think anything can hurt them, and they're just like in that kind of state. So that's
very interesting indeed. Well, I hear the music playing. We're coming into a break. Dr. Lagerman, what is your website?
I think the best where people can get a lot of information here is on cchr.org.
Okay, I'll get you to repeat that when we get back from the break, talking with Dr. Linda Loggeman about drugs and mass shootings.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Dr. Linda Loggeman. She's been, for many years, a private practicing psychologist in San Francisco. And this whole issue of the relationship, perhaps even causal, between prescription drugs, opioids in particular, and other kinds of psychotropic drugs, and violence, and particularly mass shootings, brought her about 5 years ago to Washington, D.C. And Dr. Lagerman, right before the break, I don't think I gave you quite enough time to get that website out, so let's do that now.
Well, the place where people can get the most researched information is going to be on CCHR.org. That stands for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. .org. So CCHR.org. My personal website that is now being a whole revamp on it so I can get a lot more information up is drlagerman.com. And that's drlagerman.com.
Good. Okay. Well, both I think would be useful for people to know about. So this has been something that the use of these pharmaceuticals is not. Hasn't been with us that long, at least not to the extent that we see them now. How did all this get started?
Well, this got started with the direct-to-consumer advertising, really. We're one of two countries in the world that allows direct-to-consumer advertising for psychiatric drugs, and the other country is New Zealand. That really kind of came into full use in 1997. It was in the early 90s that they started really pushing. I think it was Prozac was the first drug. Prozac was the first drug that became a big blockbuster psychiatric drug. But anyway, it's the advertising. That is where we've seen such an increase because advertising makes people think they need things. And it's very easy with human conditions and struggles. You know, if somebody feels shy or they don't like to go to dinner by themselves, it's very easy to make that person think that maybe they have social anxiety disorder. You know, you make it sound like an actual medical condition that a pill is needed for. This is happening. This is how we have right now a quarter of the population on psychiatric drugs. It's unbelievable to me how successful these guys have been. 24.7% of Americans are taking at least one psychiatric drug.
Well, it's interesting that even with the advertising restrictions in most other countries, there's a lot of other countries that have had some horrendous mass shootings. You can think of one in France. Of course, that was Muslim-related. An awful lot of people were killed there. It far exceeded any single episode that we've had here in the United States. So it may be that between Islam and even if the drugs that we're talking about, these psychotropic drugs, are regulated and advertising is restricted, there is the Internet. And in most countries, the Internet's wide open and people can be finding out about this. And they probably do in, say, France or Germany, what they do here in the United States. Hey, doc, I think maybe I need a psychotropic drug.
Yeah.
And what's the doctor going to do? Say you're crazy?
it's true. The Internet opens the door for all of this. I know that in England right now, they're having a real problem with teenagers on taking Xanax, you know, it's one of the benzodiazepines. That's a big problem here, too. It's actually the next big drug problem we're looking at, you know, after the opioid epidemic. But the teenagers, actually the Xanax is banned in the UK. It's not legal, but these kids can easily get it online. So they can buy Xanax online.
And it's just mailed to them?
It's in the U.S.
Wow.
You know, there's two things. You know, the things you're talking about, the terrorist attacks and then the kinds of mass killings, which, as I said, here in the U.S., it's not just guns. I mean, those are the ones that get the big attention, but it's various other things. You know, like the case that was famous years ago, the Andrea Yates, who drowned her five children and later was horrified, but she drowned them under the influence of these psychiatric drugs. But the link, there is a common denominator, and it is psychiatric drugs, because back, you know, Bin Laden, his right-hand man, what was his name, Ayman al-Zawahiri, something like that. He was a psychiatrist. Yeah, he was a psychiatrist, and he supplied these drugs for the you know, the guys that were going to do the suicide killings.
And so more generally, that's a great point that you brought up. Most of these terrorists that commit these mass murders, and probably some of the others, but at least the mass murders like this Zawahiri, they are well-educated people. They're middle to upper middle class in their income and lifestyle. And it's clearly not the Marxist assumption that would prevail in so many of our schools. It's a way of thinking, and or perhaps hyped up with some drugs to get them feeling, as you were pointing out, invincible when they finally do go on jihad. So,
right.
Wow.
That's right.
What a brew.
It is. There's a science a journal article that came out. This is it's all on the prescription drugs associated with reports of violence towards others. And this was a small group of researchers from Harvard. They went through all of the reports to the FDA of violence towards others. And they, didn't look at, they ruled out, domestic abuse and aggression and things like that. They only looked at serious violence, which they defined as resulting in death, disability, hospitalization, or some serious medical condition. So looking at all the reports to the FDA of those kinds of serious violence, they found a group of drugs that were the ones that were responsible for all of those, were linked with the majority of those incidents. And they are the commonly prescribed psychiatric drugs. You know, tops on the list is Prozac. Then Paxil, those are two antidepressants. Then Adderall, an ADHD drug.
And all of these legally are tightly controlled. If the controls on firearms were equivalent to the control on these psychotropic drugs, you'd have everything short of a ban on guns, but it would be very restrictive.
Yes, yes. So these, in terms of, you're talking about how restricted these drugs are and regulated, or how regulated guns are, you're going to have to explain that to me so I make sure I understand.
All right.
Yeah,
well, we're heading
sure
into
that
We're heading into a break, so we'll pause right there. And I'm going to be back with Dr. Linda Lagerman. CHR.org is a group that she works with, or you can go to drlagerman.com, and Lagerman ends with double N as in Norman. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Dr. Linda Lagerman, who now is involved in the political end of the pharmaceutical and violence issue, but spent almost 25 years in San Francisco, where I'm sure there was an abundance of people that were viewed as crazy, at least by the rest of the country. And so now you've come to a place where they even do more harm than San Francisco, if that's possible. So we're glad you're in Washington. Your voice is needed, and I guess it can be most easily located, but just going to cchr.org. So we're talking about how other countries that have very restrictive gun laws nevertheless have a mass shooting problem. The United States is really not toward the top of that list per capita. We're a huge country, so sometimes we certainly have a greater number of people victimized, but not in terms of per 100,000, which is really the way you try to keep a comparison on the level. So you have found, I guess you were saying maybe about 5 years ago, that there was this link between so many of these violent people and the drugs that they were taking. And maybe it's because the huge disparity in industry income, like what did I say, $415 billion versus maybe not even $20 billion. So there's a lot of advertising dollars that would just far exceed anything the firearms industry could come up with. In fact, one of the old-time names just went bankrupt, Remington Firearms. They may continue operating in receivership, but the reason they were unable to stay afloat, even though guns are selling well, first because of Salesman of the Year, Barack Obama, and now because of the concern people have from the reaction of the NRA and the Republicans going wobbly following the latest shooting down in Parkland, Florida, and even a little bit before that in Las Vegas. So the firearms industry is quite robust. Its sales are doing awfully well, but it still doesn't make anything near what the pharmaceutical industry makes. Go figure.
Yeah. Do you know that I just learned this like within the last 6 months, but the data's been available since 2009. But every major media outlet has on their board somebody who's on the board of one of the pharmaceutical companies.
Whoa.
So that is really controlling the information that people have access to.
Not only yes. The ad revenue that they send the media's that's way, right. But even somebody on the board. That's stunning.
Yes, controlling programs.
I doubt will find anybody from the firearms industry on the board of ABC, CBS, etc. Not likely.
No. And the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry has unbelievable influence in this country. It's amazing how much power we have given it, how embedded it is, how many people now are taking drugs that have serious adverse effects. It's making Americans sick. And we are, you know, as you're pointing out, we are totally outnumbered by them and out-dollared. But the thing is, we have truth and we have facts, and it's about just getting those out there in a broad enough way so that people have access to the information that has been concealed, and then they can think with that and make their own decisions of whether they, you know, it's worth it, whether they want to risk taking some of these drugs. But as it stands, you know, we have a population now in America, we have a population of 323 million people, about. Mm-hmm. There are more than 78.5 million, there's 78,698,000, you know, whatever. It's like a lot of people. There's 78.5 million people on psychiatric drugs now. And obviously, all of them are not going to go doing some spree killing. But also, obviously, some of them will. And we know that. The FDA knows that. International Drug Regulatory Agency warnings know that. You know, we have a bunch of ticking time bombs here.
And from what we know, virtually all of the mass murderers have been on or were coming off of these psychotropic drugs. So, yes, it's not everybody in the population, happily, but we do know that there's quite a correlation, almost to the point where we might say causality.
Well, yes. I mean, the FDA, in order to put a black box warning on something, the standard is that there's, from the FDA standard, is that they have reasonable certainty of causation. So we do know there's causation for some of these people. And I want to make a point here, too, which is, you know, you're correct that all of these spree killings that we have, the ones where toxicology reports have been not suppressed, where we have the access to them, the person was on these drugs that we know are linked with violence.
Including the latest one in Parkland, Florida,
in Broward County. Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing I want to mention in here, because often what happens is people say, oh, well, they were mentally ill, so that's why they did this. And I want to say none of these people who've done these killings were in treatment because they were violent. They went in, they got in that system for all the usual reasons, you know, because
they had the blues,
labeled ADHD, or because of a breakup with a girlfriend, or who knows what, all the regular reasons. And then it sets them down this path of getting these drugs that seriously affect, you know, a percentage of the people taking them who get that combination of known side effects, known adverse effects that puts them over the edge. And then they become violent. They weren't, so it's not true to say like, oh, well, they're mentally ill, so we don't even have to look further. That's the reason. It's like, no, it's not. Statistically, people with mental illness are more likely to be victims of a crime than to commit a crime. And so, they weren't violent. until they were put on drugs that we know cause violence.
And even though there are warnings put on the labeling on the medication boxes, that obviously doesn't seem to accomplish any significant result. I guess it was the same thing with smoking. People were being warned repeatedly over years, and still the tobacco industry continued until they were virtually legislated out of existence in this country. But they're still there. You can still walk into a drugstore and buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
With a warning on it, with a big warning on it, a lot bigger than the one on the drug boxes.
You know, I just think that we in this country were so bombarded by information and a lot of it garbage. We're so bombarded that we're like numb to information. And there's such a barrage of it that we can't tell the important information from the, you know, irrelevant information. And so people don't even pay attention really to those warnings. And I think we're also in this country, we're told so many things are dangerous that we discount it. We just ignore it because, you know, everything, you know, you just have warnings on everything.
Point.
You open a product and everything's got warnings, warnings. Life is dangerous. Life is dangerous. So
warning overload.
Warning overload. You know, the hidden dangers of, you know, sleeping on your mattress. You know, everything is, you know, everything is called dangerous. You know, it's just a way that the news operates of keeping people in fear, which is a way to set, you know, kind of a stage for more police state actions. You keep everybody in fear, you know, and then they want to feel safe and they want protections and they're willing to give up freedoms for that.
That is a mighty important point. Perhaps we can return to that when we continue the last segment of our interview with Dr. Linda Lagerman, CCHR.org, or you can just go to Dr. Lagerman, spelled MANNN.com. We're going to be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Dr. Linda Lagerman, spent many years as a clinical psychologist, not psychiatrist, but because she saw the dangers of overuse, over-reliance, over-medicating Americans with these various prescription drugs that affect the mind, and sometimes somebody taking a drug for some what they think might be a mental problem, they end up becoming really mental, and a number of them go off and commit a mass murder. And from the data that we have, and as you pointed out, Dr. Lagerman, sometimes the data just doesn't seem to emerge after these mass shootings. But from what we can tell, there's almost a 100% use of these psychotropic, mind-altering drugs by these mass killers. And that may well explain why, even without a bunch of guns around, Europe has a similar problem, and in fact worse, rather, per capita than we have here in the United States and many of these other countries. So you've put your finger, it seems to me, on an extremely important topic, and I can understand and I appreciate why you would give up a successful private practice in psychology, non-prescription drug-related counseling of people, if you will, and come to Washington to try to tangle with some of the legislation that is either harmful or not doing any good. Join the crowd. We got a whole bunch of other laws just like that in other areas. But I'm glad you're here because this is because it's so underreported, under-discussed, I think it's all the more important that what you've seen in your own practice and the literature that you review, this really needs to be better known, and certainly the Congress is one place to start.
Yeah, I would really, you know, I'd really like to see at this point, because Congress is paying attention to this issue now after this most recent, the Parkland, Florida shooting. Congress and the White House, I think, are looking for solutions, and you know, I'd like to see congressional hearings on this. I'd like public to make more noise about it, of actually trying to get to the, you know, the cause of what turns a person's mind. Because until we address that, of how you can alter a person's mind to get them to do things that are that could lead to their own death, you know, that are where they're disconnected, we're going to keep having tearful tragedy after tearful tragedy. We also would be great if we had a White House commission to independently look at this, the link between the psychiatric drugs and these incidents.
You know, if people would like to put a little heat on Congress, I would urge them to go to gunowners.org we've got an email alert system, and it will identify your congressional district from the data that is requested. And then you'll be getting regular email information about what's going on in Congress. You'll be able to tell your elected officials what you want them to do or not do. And you can also go to that same facility at gunowners.org and just send your own message. You don't have to send one of our pre-written messages that maybe you just got in the email. But you can go to that site, to the email section, and send your own. So it's very easy. Even if you don't know who your congressman is at all, it will know from your zip code and your street address, because sometimes zip codes run right down the middle of streets and dividing congressional districts. So once the precise information is there, you're good to go. And this is a subject where we will probably be doing alerts on it from time to time. But after hearing this program, I encourage you to go to gunowners.org and use that email facility to alert members of Congress that there's a growing problem and they need to be looking into it. I think that's a great point. Once enough of them feel the heat, they often tend to see the light. And if they are prodded to have a hearing, that's one of the better educational tools that we have in the arena of public policy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that would be really good if we could get that going.
And, of course, I know one of the people will get to testify right off. So right here in Nutty City, you're available, and it would be very easy to get you up on Capitol Hill, which I think is something you do fairly often anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, just trying to keep getting that message. I mean, we're, like I said, you know, we're kind of outnumbered. There's so many pharmaceutical lobbyists there and American Psychiatric Association lobbyists and all these people that are making a lot of money off of, you know, selling things that are making Americans sick. You know, the whole opioid, you've mentioned the opioids. I wanted to make sure to mention that OxyContin is also on this list that the researchers, compiled of the drugs most linked with acts of serious violence.
You know, I don't recognize the name of many of these drugs, Prozac, yes, and even OxyContin, but there's a whole slew of these drugs that maybe most of us have never heard about, and they're pretty bad stuff.
Yeah, they are. These are, I mean, a lot of people, you wouldn't know them necessarily unless you're taking them, but these are popularly prescribed. You know, Prozac, Paxil, Adderall for ADHD, Strattera is another very popularly given ADHD drug, Halcyon for sleep, Luvox, another antidepressant, Effexor, Pristique, you see the commercials, Zoloft, another antidepressant, Ambien for sleep. You know, these are Abilify is on the list. Abilify is what is actually the top-selling drug. It's just about tied with an arthritis drug called Humira, I think. Okay. Abilify is an antipsychotic. It's an antipsychotic. It's a very powerful drug. And you see the TV commercials for it. It is being marketed as a harmless add-on to, you know, if your antidepressant isn't working, add Abilify. It's given to children labeled with ADHD, saying, oh, if the ADHD drug is enough, add Abilify.
And now, am I correct that... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, you can go ahead. Ask.
Are some of these drugs somewhat similar in their chemistry and effects as some of the illegal drugs that will actually change the wiring, as it were, in your brain? They'll have a permanent, lasting effect if they're taken?
Yes, there's some. There's different research that says it's permanent, and there's some that says, okay, you can recover from that, but it takes a long, long time.
And some of them are given to kids in school, are they not, to keep a kid with ADHD, to make him just sit still in his chair?
Right, Adderall.
Okay, that's the
is one of the top drugs, and that's the one. Adderall is the same as amphetamine. Adderall is, you know, if it were sold on the street, you call it speed. You sell it from a psychiatrist and give it to children, you call it Adderall. It's an amphetamine. It's the same thing. It's chemically the same thing. It's straight up. Adderall is the one that is straight up an amphetamine. And we, you know, we are selling those and pushing those on children in this country with lots of consequences to this. And lots of unknown consequences that we don't know what we're doing to this generation of future leaders are the ones being targeted. It's the future leaders, the future entrepreneurs that are like bored or restless or have energy or, you know, hard to control. Those are the kids being labeled and drugged.
You know, as a general rule, that we have in our country over the last 20 years seen a decline in violent crime overall, and that includes homicide. And yet the use of these drugs has been increasing, and the number of the mass murders, while not really accounting for that many people overall that are murdered, when they have such a connection, when we're, as it were, successfully, for whatever other reasons, managing to see a decline in violent crime and murder, and yet these drugs are associated with so many of the murders, and particularly the mass murders that are committed, not necessarily even by guns. You mentioned Andrea Yates, I think, killed five kids of her own. That's not normal behavior. Mothers don't do that.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I'm saying, like, we have to look at what is all in a person's mind. That's the key thing. There are different groups, categories of violence. You know, there's gang violence, which is a whole other thing. And we understand that, you know, gangs and, you know, shootings of other gang members. So that's an understood. Terrorism, we understand that. And like I said, there is still a drug link with that. But spree killings are these particularly weird things where people do abnormal.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to end on that point. Yeah. You have made some really good ones. The music sounds like it's going to cut us off in a moment. You can go to CCHR.org for some more information, folks, or Dr. Lagemann, L-A-G-E-M-A-N-N, drlagemann.com. Thank you so much.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.